Farmer Don Beatty fires up a dusty Freightliner hitched to a flatbed trailer. He's headed to pick up a load of hay bales, so I ride along. We rattle down a gravel road through flat farm fields in the Platte River Valley in Dawson County, Nebraska.
My great-grandparents came here 144 years ago from England and homesteaded just a mile south of where we are right now.
Beatty wears glasses and a green ball cap. He's 58, but says that makes him one of the younger farmers around. He and his wife farm about 1,500 acres of mostly corn and soybeans. They're raising more grain than ever before, but it's not paying off right now.
We'll probably end up losing money for the year, and unfortunately that's kind of the way agriculture goes. We have boom and bust.
I'm in Dawson County because, like most of rural America, Donald Trump won a big majority here, 70%. But it's also a good place to look at one issue where rural residents have different perspectives. That's trade. Don Beatty supports President Trump, even though he knows Trump's trade proposals could spell more trouble for the struggling farm economy. We step into a farm shed where he tells me what his business needs is higher commodity prices. One way to do that is more trade.
That is one of the concerns that I and many of my fellow farmers have with the Trump administration is what he's been saying on trade. You know, he wants to renegotiate the NAFTA agreement. He vetoed or canceled the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement.
Many voters saw the TPP as a path to outsourcing, but it would have made American farm exports cheaper in much of Asia. And then there's President Trump's campaign proposal to put big tariffs on Chinese imports. China is a huge market for U.S. farmers, so they worry about a trade war.
I am a free trader. That means that I think we ought to be able to sell our goods to other countries. They ought to be able to sell their goods to us.
But then on the other side of Dawson County, there's Junior Dishman. He likes where President Trump is going with trade.
I'll take you to the far side. We'll just go around. It kind of looks like a bomb went off right now.
Dishman is driving me to the edge of Cozad, a small city in Dawson County, to see what's left of the former Tenneco factory. He worked at the factory for 40 years, making shock absorbers, mostly for car companies. Now it's demolished. A salvage company is combing through piles of bricks and insulation to pull out scraps of steel and copper. Dishman looks out from under his black cowboy hat and points out a landmark in the rubble.
There's a pile over there. I think the desk is still there with the keys still laying on the desk. They just knocked it down on top of it.
Like farmer Don Beatty, Junior Dishman voted for Trump. But those import tariffs that Beatty is worried about, Dishman thinks they could help American workers compete with cheap labor overseas.
If they do start charging, let's say, China and all them tariffs and things for bringing their product back in, the cost will offset and then they can get jobs back in here.
Dishman knows farming is the biggest industry around Cozad, but Tenneco was the town's biggest single employer. At one time, he says, 750 people worked here in a town of around 4,000. He says many young families followed jobs out of town. Older workers with deeper roots stayed.
But they had to take a hit in their wages and in the insurance, and it affected the town quite a bit. It really did. It was like a lifeline here. It was a heartbeat, I think.
He doesn't want to see farmers suffer, but a lot of small towns have factories like this, and he wants to see them stay open. That's what makes trade policy difficult. Even when people here agree on most things, trade involves trade-offs that cut different ways through rural America. Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.